When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Standing out is overrated. Yeah. I don't know how many times you're going to hear that in your life. It's probably going to be little. But I'm here to say it for the first time. And I'm sure that you have heard the term, you were born to stand out. Or maybe you weren't made to fit in. In some format, you've heard this term that's reminding you that who you are needs to be bigger. It needs to be more present. It needs to be loud. It needs to be. In order to make it. And I'm just here to say, that's bullcrap. That's such bullcrap. But before we go any further, hi, my name is Joey Kidney. You are listening to the Happy Times Podcast. This is a podcast where there's not really a script. There's no guests. This is just a conversation between you and me of my inner thoughts that hopefully that you can relate to. And today's episode is on standing out and fitting in. You know, this is something that growing up, I was terrified of. I was terrified of it. Everybody always told me, like, I grew up a shy kid, and everyone was always saying that I needed to be more confident. I needed to be more outgoing. I needed to be more of this, more of that, more of somebody that's not me. And I still hear that today. And I think as I have a platform, I need to voice my own opinion on this as somebody that is coming out on the other side. I never stood out. You may see me with millions of followers, but do you ever really hear about me from any of your friends? No. No, I fit in. I fit into your life. I fit into your feed. I fit into your brain, your mind, your thoughts, your heart, everything. But I'm definitely not standing out. And that's what I absolutely love. You know, I know that you are born to stand out is for people that are trying to find success. You know, it's this motivational thing, right? Okay, you feel like underwhelmed or that you're not living up to what you need to be. And it's like, no, you were born to stand out. You know, you were made different. You're made different, but it doesn't mean that you always have to be loud about it or try to be this bigger version of this difference that you already are. And I know people are trying to say it for success or define success. But I'd say about 1% of the people are well known enough that they stand out in terms of success. My entire life, I've never wanted to stand out. I've never, ever, ever wanted it. And I remember going back, you know, when I was in, oh gosh, probably like grade 5 even. I was a kid with ADHD, and ADHD wasn't really discussed about then. This was a long time ago. I'm 28 now. And I remember I got sent to the principal's office all the time because when the teacher was discussing something on the chalkboard, and I remember it vividly, like she was writing and I would just feel like the need to get up. So I would. And I was standing out now that I think of it, but I was just trying to fit in. I was just trying to sit there and be relaxed, but I couldn't. Everything in me was like, I need to stand up and I need to walk around or I need to play with a pen or do something. I could not sit still. And I got sent to the principal's office all the time for that. And it then became my biggest fear is being embarrassed. I hate it. I hate being called upon. I hate having any attention on me. I hate standing out. You know, if I think about my life now, or even in the last 5 years, I go to parties, and when I walk in the door, It kind of dictates how my entire party is going to go, how my evening is going to go. When I walk in that door, if I'm quiet, you know, I'm not going to feel confident. I'm not going to feel like I can talk to anybody. But if I walk in that door and I'm loud with my presence, I'm not saying that I'm, sometimes it's being loud vocally. But it's more about being loud, like physically and just spiritually and emotionally, just walking in there and be like, I'm here in a sense. I exude this confidence, and this sounds like I'm trying to stand out. I know, but what I'm really doing here is I'm trying to fit in. Everyone that is at this party is either, you know, maybe they're drinking, maybe they're smoking a little something. It wasn't me. I definitely don't smoke, but I didn't drink until I was, oh gosh, until I was 21. And so parties in high school, I didn't drink. I didn't do any of that. And even now, even though I do have a drink, I max three, I'm just not that type of person. I still walk in that door and I try to exude this confidence. And that's not to stand out, it's to fit in, because here's the thing. If I walked in that door and I was quiet all night long because I didn't exude this confidence. I wasn't this like person walking into this door. I was just somebody that sneaked on by. People are going to be like, why are you quiet? I'm going to be noticeable being the kid that's in the corner not talking to anybody because I just didn't set myself up for the situation. I'm going to be noticed when I don't play the drinking games. I'm going to be noticed when I don't do this and when I don't do that. That's when I stand out, because people are going to be wondering why. Wondering why. Why did I say that like that? But what's funny nowadays, as I've grown and I've decided that this peer pressure thing is not for me, I'm just going to be who I am. I still walk in and I do need to exude that confidence for myself. That's something that I need to do in order to feel present, okay? That's not me trying to stand out or trying to be loud or trying to be big. And now a word from our sponsor. Do you ever get those weird robocalls or like random junk emails and wonder, how do they even get my info? You see, that used to happen to me all the time until I found out it's because data brokers were selling my personal details. People were selling my personal information online, profiting off me. But then I discovered Incogni, which is the sponsor of today's podcast. Let me tell you, it's been a game changer. Incogni steps in and removes your information from those shady databases. I signed up and now they handle everything. So there's no more spammy calls. There's no more junk emails. So if that sounds good to you and you want to protect your privacy like I did, head to incogni.com/happytimes and use the code happytimes at the link below to get 60% off your annual plan today. Trust me, it's worth it. And now back to the podcast. Anything. I'm in my head. I'm this version of me that's going to make myself feel comfortable. And that's just something that I had to do. And I've been very vocal about, okay, yeah, I don't really love to drink. I'll have max three. You know, I definitely don't want to smoke. I'll tell people that. People know. And I hate playing drinking games. I hate it. It's not who I am. I don't find them fun. I find them embarrassing. I find it's too much pressure. That's just not who I am. Now, I know this sounds like I'm overthinking, but I'm not. I've thought this through. I've overthought this through. I have this figured out. You don't need to stand out in order to be great or happy or successful. You will find your group that makes you feel like you do fit in. And that's what I have found. So the only way that you can find that is by being yourself. It's by being who you really are. You can't fake it till you make it in this scenario of that's life. You can fake it and make it and make whatever money. Okay, great. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about you. We're talking about your happiness, your genuine well-being. And so I have this group of friends now. We go camping every year. And we go camping in like a very remote location. Like, heck, there's not even a toilet. That might be TMI, but there's not. And we go camping. And The first year, we've been going for about 11 years now straight. And the first year, people would be like, Joey, like, come play this drinking game. Come do this, come do that. Like, you seem so lonely. We're now at year 11. but I would say after year three, I'd be the person sitting by the fire while people are having fun playing drinking games. And if you look at that situation, you'd probably think I look sad, that I don't look like I'm having fun. But I'm just so happy to be there. I'm content sitting by that fire alone, just watching it, just hearing my friends have fun. That's just the type of person that I am. I'm not somebody that really wants to play this game. I love that I get asked. I love that they want to include me. I absolutely love it. But I also love when they understand. When they understand that I enjoy sitting by this fire. I enjoy being me. And every year, I get asked if I wanted to play. And I sit by my fire. And everyone's happy. I thought that I would not get invited back if I kept saying no. But I keep getting invited every single year for the last 11 years, going on 12, if I want to come camping, even though I sit by fire alone. That's just who I am. And that's what I love. And the reason why I tell you this story is because you can find that too. And if there's a friend group that you're in right now that won't let you sit by your fire alone and just enjoy your time and hearing your friends laugh and have fun, and that makes you happy, then you're in the wrong friend group. Those are not your friends. Those are people that kind of like need to feel validated that you're there and you're having fun, because maybe they're not. Your life isn't based on how everyone else feels. Your life is based on how you feel. I want you to remember that. Because what you do need to feel happy in this life is to fit in. If you stand out, you'll feel alone. Because eventually you're going to stand out so often that you're not going to know where you fit in. You're not going to have anyone, because you're going to be standing alone. You know, you want to fit in with your loved ones, with your family, with your friends, with work, and with yourself. You need to fit into your own life. Because if you're trying to be anything different, you're standing out to get noticed for something that you are not. For a person that you are not. For a version of you that you are not. I hope this resonates with somebody out there. I just really want you to know that you're allowed to just fit in. You're allowed to have a day by yourself. You're allowed to just have a goal of feeling loved, happy, and accepted. You know, I started feeling, I guess, scared to stand out since I was 8 years old. And now I'm 28. And I finally feel loved and happy and accepted, and it's because I finally fit in. I fit in with my body. I fit in with the right friend group. And I fit into this world because I was true to myself. I was true to who I wanted to be. I stopped trying to stand out because I was born to, quote unquote. And I just kept doing me. And the right people came along. So if you're listening to this and you need others and you need friends and you need this like-minded group, please do not give up. I promise that they are on their way. Thank you very much for listening. I know this was a short one, but sometimes these are just the thoughts that I have, and there's no real time limit to it. And if you enjoyed this, please give it a review, a 5-star rating, if you may. If it may be a rating, then might as well make it 5. But I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.